how many, what the relationship is between various halachos, whether they're just applications of the same or different, different ma'isaveros, different shemos yisur. We've seen several contexts in which there is there are mixed signals, where the evidence is conflicting. We can either argue that one should take one of the extreme positions, are either 39 shemos yisur or one, and then you have to neutralize the other evidence in some way. That can be done in various ways, depending on the piece of evidence. In the case of Shkogos in particular, Chiluk Kataos, you could say that either it's Xeris Akasuv that there are so many, or that Halomos, in other words, Tawios or Shkogos, is a Mechayev rather than Shemos Iser. There are various ways to do that. In the opposite direction, it's also possible that even if there is one shemisur, that maybe there are many lapses. That would explain the ribui chataos. Now, you have to explain two things, depending on where you start off from. You have to explain shigigas malachos and zadon shabbos being multiple. And then you have to explain shigigas shabbos and zadon malachos being single. Okay, so those are the approaches. You can either neutralize the evidence or try to, the best of your ability. Or you can take the more complex perspectives, which are that there are two dinim in Shabbos, which is one possibility. Or that in addition to Shemos Iser, there's something else called, what I was suggesting, called Maisaveros. And certain halachos depend on Shemos Iser, certain halachos depend on Maisaveros. Part of the topic then becomes to figure out not only the relationship between the malachos, but which of these applications depends on which. And that could have, conceivably, ramifications going forward for other areas of halacha. In other words, if we understand what dictates with regard to hasra, what dictates with regard to kilakatos, what dictates with regard to minyan mitzvos, yibiyas hachet, and so forth, that might help us understand other issues, not limited to Shabbos, but connected to those other topics. And that's why it's a topic of broader interest as well. Okay, so we've gone through several issues so far. The last thing that we went through was the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and the fact that there are three limudim. The Tosfos Rit understood, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that depending on which of these limudim, that too will determine whether or not we're dealing with multiple Shemos Iser or not. That's the Tosfos Rit's suggestion. If you hold Havara Lechalek Yatzas, so then, each malacha is the equivalent of chelav adam. He doesn't say, the rest of it, but it's implicit. Namely, if you hold one of the other limudim, or at least one, if not both of the other limudim, then the fact of chiluk chatos is not going to determine for the issue that he's talking about, which is hasra. And that's because, apparently, the halacha of chiluk chatos is a more limited halacha. It's Xeris HaKasuv. It's a chiddush haTorah with regard to chiluk chatos, but doesn't say anything about whether or not kotzer and tochein are the equivalent of chelav adam. As I mentioned, I think it's pretty clear that the Minchas Chinuch is one who takes the view that no matter what the makar, chiluk chatos is Xeris HaKasuv. As he, to use the, to the Ritva asks the question, why do you need a minalon? Isn't it obvious? V'lam etes malachos are chelav adam. The Ritva's answer was, they're not chelav adam, they're chelav v'chelav. And therefore, it's a chiddush haTorah that you would be mechalek chatos. But whether that chiddush haTorah is that they are chelav adam, or that they're not chelav adam, the afal pichein, there's chiluk chatos, that's not clear in the Ritva. On that issue, the Minchas Chinuch takes a stand. Minchas Chinuch says several times in the mitzvah of Shabbos, Lama Beis, and when he talks about Yom Tov, in Reish Tzarikas, he says several times that the fact that you need Xeris HaKasuv and the fact that there is Xeris HaKasuv establishes that Chiluk Chatos is a Chiddush, and he applies the concept of Ein Lecha Ba Ela Chidusho to that concept. Essentially, the Minchas Chinuch is trying to explain several things. One of them is, why do we say Chiluk Chatos B'Shabbos, the Ein Chiluk Chatos B'Yom Tov? That is a conclusion of the Gemara in Makos Daf Chaf Aleph and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, right when it comes to Yom Tov, in one Hasra, if you have several violations, so you don't get many Malkios, you get one. Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos, Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov. And the question is, why is that so? Now the truth is that one could read the Gemara in a certain way, that really it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether it is or isn't so, that in itself would be interesting. But certainly everybody agrees, the Rambam passes this way very clearly as well. Who has the Hilchos Yom Tov with them? Shabbos and Yom Tov, Zmanim? Everybody should have it, of course, but... Michael, go ahead. Perek Aleph, Halacha... I think it's Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Yom Tov. Rambam passes very clearly, like the Maskana in Makos and Pesachim. Aleph Gimel. I think it's Aleph Gimel. Yeah, so that's how the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Pretty much everybody paskins this way. That there is a daya that is kolek is very important and interesting. But the halacha, it's clear. So the question is, why the discrepancy? Why the discrepancy? So if you look at the Rishonim in Makos, and again, I don't want to go into this in any detail, but if you look at the Rishonim there, the Tosas Shantz, and the Ritva, just to name two, I think the Meiri as well. So there are different, if you look at Rashi, I mean, Rashi already is bothered by this in Makos. Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but it's implicit in Rashi. Well, what is the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? After all, Yom Tov is its cast of Malachos is actually derived from Shabbos, and since that is the case, one wonders why there should be this this discrepancy. So various suggestions seem to be proposed. Perhaps the difference between Malkus and Chatos. Well, that seems to be one possibility that the Rishonim consider. In other words, the distinction is not between Yom Tov and Shabbos. It just so happens that Yom Tov, there's no Chatos. And in Shabbos, of course, there is. Or, the fact that Shabbos b'nezid is b'kara is b'skila, kara is b'li asra, skila with asra, and Yom Tov is not, in other words, either it's a shkagos halacha, or it's the chumras ho'aveira, reflected by the mezid. There are different formulations. So this explains somehow chiluk malachos. Maybe. The Minchas Chinuch's answer is more straightforward, and one could possibly read this into one line in Rashi as well. And that is that Hidushu Shechit Shetorah, B'Shabbos, and if not for the Xeris HaKasuv, we would have said Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch several places, Yom Tov is the expression of that Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho. Yom Tov is what Shabbos would have been had there not been Xeris HaKasuv. The Minchas Chinuch is convinced of this to the extent that, as we'll soon see, whenever he has the opportunity, he downplays, he minimizes the significance of Chiluk Chatos. He always says it's a very kasuv, and he always quotes the Yom Tov as reflecting the fact that even Shabbos, even within Shabbos, in other words, Chiluk Chatos is of minimal significance. There is, of course, another possibility, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between Yisra Malacha on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. I've already hinted at this earlier. Again, this debates a couple of years ago. This is the stronger emphasis that that we made. We also discussed Chiluk Shabbos, Chiluk Malacha for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but I was more interested in the Yom Tov part of it then. Essentially, what I tried to argue then was that the relationship between Yom Tov and Shabbos is a complex one. Because on the one hand, the Parshas HaMoadim begins with Shabbos, as we already noted. At the same time, that's Shabbos B'Toras Mikra Kodesh, as I've already mentioned. That's the first time Shabbos is ever called Mikra Kodesh. So perhaps one could argue that what the Torah really meant was that even though the intrinsic chilul of Shabbos doesn't apply to Yom Tov, because that's based on something that doesn't exist in Yom Tov. Namely, Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, Shavuot Shabbos L'Kol Melachto, Ashabara L'Kim La'asos. So that, of course, is a theme of Shabbos. What does that have to do with Shavuos or Pesach or Sukkos or Rosh Hashanah? What really does it have to do even with Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Shabbosah? Right? On the surface, it's problematic. Aside from Yom Kippur, which is a separate issue, we don't say that a Mechal Yom Tov is a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, because that's based on the concept of being Machish Maisa Breishis, and that doesn't apply to Yom Tov, it applies to Shabbos. So the question really arises, why is there Issur Melacha on Yom Tov to begin with? Strange. The answer is in the Torah's hint, if I'm reading it correctly, I'm speculating. Namely, the Torah is telling us that you can't speak about Yom Tov without first speaking of Shabbos, because Shabbos may be Shavuot Shabbos Mikol Melachto or Shavuot Likim La'asos, but it is so much a part of the fabric of the creation of the world and of the world of Halacha that for whatever the reason it was created, the fact that it exists establishes it as the model, as the framework for Yom Kodesh. So Mikra Kodesh is always going to express itself in Issur Melacha. However, there still should be adjustments due to the fact that you don't have this intrinsic theme of Shavuot Shabbos Mikol Melachto Asher Bara L'Kim La'asos. So you have Issur Melacha because of the framework and the paradigm of Shabbos, but you don't have that specific, very specific theme. That's what I was suggesting at the time with regard to Yom Tov. And that explains, I was trying to explain with that, why the Mishnah says in Megillah that Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov Ela Ochol Nefesh Bilvad. And all the Echronim ask, but there are many chilukim, many discrepancies between Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not true that it's limited to Ochol Nefesh. Right? Shkaga, Chatas, Malkus versus Skila and Kares, Achiluk Malachos, all sorts of other nafkamina. Karbanos, and a whole list of nafkamina. Possibly Shvisas Beiman and Mechamer and Eved and Katan, depending on what shita you take on those issues. Many, many other chilul. So the suggestion was that the Mishnah doesn't mean to provide an exhaustive list of the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Mishnah really means to capture very, very succinctly the conceptual differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, if you really want to understand what differentiates Shabbos and Yom Tov, look to Ochol Nefesh. Look to the Heter Ochol Nefesh. That's the suggestion. The idea being that there can be a Heter Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov, and it's consistent with the Issur Melacha of Yom Tov, because even though there is this model which has its roots in Shabbos, the adjustment needs to be made, because in one case you have the specific theme of Shavuot Shabbos Mikol Melachto, and in the case of Yom Tov you have a generic concept of Yom Kodesh, not specifically related to Shvisa, Brisa, Bereishis at all, and you have very specific Kiddushas Hayoms that characterize each individual Yom Tov, right? Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos and Yom Teruah or Zichron Teruah, V'Nisa Mesnaf Shoseichem, and so on and so forth. So that's the idea. So that may also explain why it is that you don't have the same Onshin too. It's possible. You don't have Chatas, and you don't have Kares, and you don't have Skila, because the violation of Yom Tov, while a serious matter, kolam mevazes ha-moadim, kilam mevazes ha-shavasos, right, in one sense, and in the Mikra Kodesh sense, certainly, but this other concept of kofar v'maaseh bereishis and intrinsic chilul of melacha b'yom tov just doesn't exist in the same way that it exists on Shabbos. This is all reflected in that difference of heter ochol nefesh. So in a sense, that explains chiluk melachos b'Shabbos ve'ein chiluk melachos b'yom tov. In other words, instead of saying the exception of the rule is Shabbos, ve'ein l'chavo l'chidusha, like the Minchas Chinuch says, and then quoting or invoking Yom Tov to consistently show that even in Shabbos, the norm is one Shem Iser, perhaps we can argue that this is part of the characteristic difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Shabbos, there's chiluk malachos because malachas asura in its own right, intrinsically, as a chilul kedushas hayom, shavah shavas mikol malacho. Whereas in Yom Tov, it violates the spirit of a Yom Kodesh. You can't have a Yom Kodesh and not have Torah malacha. But you can have certain malacha if it doesn't violate the spirit. And even when you have Isra malacha, there's really no difference between Zareh and Choresh and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dosh, because it's not the Shvisa from those things that creates the Yom Tov. It's just that if there's a violation of any of them, it's not a Mikra Kodesh. So for that reason, Chiluk Malachos b'Shabbos, v'ein Chiluk Malachos b'Yom Tov. And then again, it's not an exception within Shabbos, and it's not even so much the direct distinction, perhaps, between Chatos and Mezid, or between Malkus, even on the Mezid level, and Kares and Skila, as much as it is this difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Minchas Chinuch assiduously avoids that conclusion and really thinks that Yom Tov is relevant within Shabbos to establish that the exception is Chiluk Malachos and the rule is one Shemitzer. There's a question. Yeah.
When it comes to Shmichat Zayin Shir,
okay, we'll get to that. Well, we'll get to that. Just hold on. There's a steer in the middle of the scene. What do you want to ask? That why doesn't he think?
In one place he says that when released by Shigas Machos, the Torah was Mehadish, that there are two Shemos Iser when you violate two different Avos Mach.
Well, I don't know if it's our two Shemos Iser or that there are two Maisa. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'll read the language in a minute. But there's a steer in the Mechasinuch on that point, even though it's a backwards steer, meaning in Reish Tzadi Ches, when he talks about Yom Tov, we'll get to just a minute, though, in the details. There, the Minchas Chinuch says that there is no tzir for the Shiur. And then in Mitzvah earlier, in the Lamed Beis, I guess, which was rewritten after Reish Tzadi Ches, he says, I know I wrote in Reish Tzadi Ches that there's no tzir, but now I think that there is tzir. And he makes it perfectly clear that it's for exactly this reason, namely that Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov reflect on Shabbos as well, and it really is one Shemitz. But even on the Yom Tov part, even in what he says in Reish Tzadi Ches, I don't think you have to say that they're separate shameless Easter. I'll explain in just a minute. Is there another question? Yeah.
If Yom Tov is looking for Shabbos, is it easier to say there are two dinim in Shabbos and Yom Tov just takes one of the two dinim?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all along, essentially. I think that works very well. In other words, even within Shabbos itself, you don't think you have to say it. I think you could say that there's an aspect of Shabbos that is exported, even if it doesn't exist independently within Shabbos. But obviously, you know, what I had in mind earlier when I said what are the complex approaches is it our two dinim in Shabbos itself, I think what I said at the time was, and this is expressed, maybe in the mitzvah says part of it, and maybe in what it exports to Yom Tov. I'm not sure if you were there when I said it. But that's exactly what I meant, that it's easier to explain the connection between Yom Tov and Shabbos if there are two dinim of Shabbos and one of them is the basis for, even though again I don't think it's a coincidence that there are these two aspects, but maybe the Mikra Kodesh part is separate from the Shavu Shavas Mikol Malachto part. So absolutely, I think it is a better formulation that way. I'm just not sure whether everybody will agree that there are two dinim in Shabbos. I think that the argument, the suggestion that I'm making about the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov and the Parshios and so on could be sustained even without saying it, but I agree that it's better if you formulate it that way. Okay. In any case, Misos Harbe al Chilul Echad, which is the first limud of the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, certainly sounds, I think Ellie said it correctly yesterday, sounds an awful lot like the Minchas Chinuch. Havar Lechalek Yatzas sounds a lot more like this is the rule, not the exception. Namely, it's Chela B'dam, the Hava Min on the Ritva, if you'll call it. Achas shihena, hena shihiachas, I think is somewhere in between. It is ambiguous. And maybe this is the source, that's what I said at the very end of yesterday's shir, maybe this is the source for there being two dinim. Achas shihena, hena shihiachas. In other words, even within Shabbos itself, there's chiluk malachos and not chiluk malachos. There's one integrated shame, and there are many individual shemos. That helps in the export to Yom Tov. But in addition to that, it exists within Shabbos itself. Where does it come from? Where's the limud? The answer is Akashi Heina Heina Shiyachas. Even if you didn't have that limud, you might say the different parshios and Shabbos. Parsha in Emor and the Parsha in Bereshis and in Yisro and so on. But this is another way to suggest where it comes from. It comes from Akashi Heina Heina Shiyachas. On the other hand, just the other side of the coin, it's interesting to note that Rabbeinu Hanan on Tzomar Sakin, on Ayin Aleph, in the Tamchuyin Mechalkin Sugya, so the Rabbeinu Hanan has a line in which he compares Chiluk Malachos to Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Yoni, so what do you think about that? What would that demonstrate? Well, not on the Shemos Yisr sense. In other words, cooked chalev, pickled chalev. What else can one do with chalev?
Corned.
I never heard of that.
You can congeal it and use it as a spread instead of butter.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Congealed chalev, fried chalev. Are they different Shemos? You learn new things all the time, and I appreciate that. Talmida Yosef Mikula. These are different, you can do different things to chalev, right? You can do different things to dam, maybe not the same things, but they're probably different things. So the point is it different dam? Is it a different katz of dam? Halachically. Alpidi, would you call it a different katz of dam? I don't want to unduly influence it. Avi, what do you think? Yeah, I think it's easier, much easier, to consider. Well, again, we'll go through each one of these, as quickly as we can when we get to them independently, because they obviously affect more than Shabbos. But it's much easier to say that Tamchuyin Mechalkin are different Meisin, and even then it's a bit of a chiddush because the way you prepare the dish, your culinary, expertise. And diversity, so that breaks it down. I mean, it's a different experience, right? So one might have said the different culinary experience is halachically irrelevant too. I could live with that. But to say that the different culinary experience is a different chefta shaliser, that's within, there's cooked dam and corned dam and roasted dam and so on. Is a corned dam? Nah. Chalev, not corn, not that one. So for sure, people. Okay, so it doesn't seem to make any sense. So the comparison between Malachos and Tamchuyin, it reminds us an awful lot of Rashi's comparison to Gufin, except that it's even a bigger chiddush, in a sense. Okay, so that Rabbeinu Hananel and Ayin Aleph again. Implies that chiluk katos can tamchuyin mechalkin, if you say, and even if you don't pass from tamchuyin mechalkin, like the Rambam doesn't, but that's because we're not going so far. How does the Rambam read the Gemara of tamchuyin mechalkin? Again, not separate shemos iser probably, but separate mais averos. So the point we're saying is yes, and even on a mais avera level, lahalacha, we don't accept the view that this culinary diversity, right, is relevant. Okay. But maybe Gufin or Malachos, that is the place to draw the line. But the equation, the fact that there exists a day in the Gemara that says Tamchuyin, is surely a possible foundation for this as well. Okay, so let's discuss Tzirur for the Shiur, because that's even more relevant. So Tzvi brought it up. I think Shlomo brought it up yesterday, right? Tzirur for the Shiur. Very interesting question. Can you be mitzaref tochein and kotze? Okay. So, Avi, if I just asked you without evidence, all right, well, first let's get the evidence. It is a machlokes, correct? Between? Machlokes, Rishonim discuss it or not? Whether it can be mitzaref the chatzi shir, I don't mean chatzi literally, but the less than shears of different malachos. Can they be mitzarif the shear shalom? Who discusses it? See anybody discuss it? Tommy? Well, we've mentioned
I mean,
Michal Skinov discusses it earlier.
I would assume they can't because in the Michal Skinov, the Golden Street says that Shira will not be applicable to Achila.
Okay, so you, which Michal Skinov did you read?
The one in the very beginning.
The Lamed Beis. Okay, so but is that his final conclusion there or not?
I don't know. That's the only one that's on the record.
Okay, but that's not his final conclusion. Yeah. Oh, I thought you had your hand up. Okay. Brian?
Gemara in Croesus?
Yeah, there's a Gemara in Croesus, and the question is how you read the Gemara in Croesus, correct? Go ahead. Yeah, that's very good. Just tell us. Give us a summary. Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzes, right? Shlomo mentioned yesterday. Namely, how does Rashi seem to interpret the Gemara? Okay, Rashi and Shita. Did you get any impression from what you saw or not? Not so much. Stephen? Moshe?
I'm all the Shabbasas. There's a the two cases. If it's a case of Shigas Lachos, so then you might see Chata.
But if it's Shigas Shabbos?
Yeah, Shabbos and Chaya.
Yeah.
And now to explain, the reason why Chata is because even though you didn't say Malacha,
but if it would be Shigigas Shabbos and Zadah Malachos, it might be Mitzaret.
Right.
Correct. And what does the Shita Kubetzes say?
Doesn't understand why Rashi is why we should view the same malach on two separate Shabbosos as different malachos.
No, not that point. That's a different issue. We'll get to that. But on the possibility, the implication in Rashi, not explicit, that you could be mitzaref in Shigas Shabbos, Shlomo.
So he says that Shigas Shabbos shouldn't be different from Shigas Malachos because they're separate
Well, it was the same service, but he certainly disputes this idea. I mean, he disputes the idea. What's the oath number I gave to him? Which one?
Chabav.
Lashon HaKuntris, the Kasha, the Mai Ka'amar. V'ha de Tanya Chai B'Shigas Shabbos, Zad HaMalachos, Kivin de Medamin Shabbos, the Gufin, U'Malachos, Chalukos, he doesn't say Shemus Isu, he says Gufin, actually. Heichim Mitzarfu, Achatzi Shir Ketzira, V'chatzi Shir Techina, Lo mitzarfi afilu b'shigigas Shabbos v'zadom malachos. The kach tzarch lomar sheyesh tam acher lechalek bein shazadom Shabbos v'shigas malachos lias kegufim v'chlakim tvei mishigas Shabbos v'zadom malachos. Okay, we'll get back to that when we do that gemara later on. But basically, in a word, so the Shita Mekubetzes rejects the implication in Rashi that you could ever be mitzarev even in shigigas Shabbos between two different malachos. Okay. So this is a question that the Michal Skinov deals with, and he deals with it twice. Okay, once in Reish Tzadi Ches. I mean, it's a classic Michal Skinov type question. You know, if you didn't read it inside, you could have guessed that Michal Skinov would discuss this problem. But in Reish Tzadi Ches, if I have that here, did you get time to see it?
No.
Here's where he says, Tzvi, that there's no Tzirut. But the way Tzvi formulated it before was because of Shemos Mechlokin. What? Oh, yeah. No. If they're going to be with Starf, it's only going to be that. Number one, let me say it this way. Even the Minchas Chinuch, who considers this seriously, and maybe implicit in Rashi, would seem to have to limit this to Shigigas Shabbos v'Zadom Malachos. If you have Shigigas Malachos, the idea that you would be able to be Mitzdarev anyway, that doesn't seem to be reasonable. The truth is that should depend a little bit on the Shakuvataria in the Gemara. But the Gemara on Gemara and Shabbos on Ayin second. The Gemara in Ayin Beis of an Aleph has a suffix, and we'll elaborate it more when we get to it. Ayin Aleph. The Gemara has a discussion. He does a katsira and a tchina of chatsi grogeris b'shigas shabbos v'zodom malachos. Shigas shabbos. V'chazar v'katsar v'tachan chatsi grogeris b'zodom shabbos v'shigas malachos. Ma'u shi'itztarfu. This is not the same question as the Shita Mekubetzes, Rashi, and the Minchas Chinuch. They want to know whether or not there can be tziruf between katsar and tachan. The question that the Gemara is dealing with is, can you be mitztarev between Shigigas Shabbos and Shigigas Malacha? But it's an interesting question in its own right. Ma'u shi'itztarfu? The Gemara says, Amalei chalukin l'chatos, v'lo mitztarfin, since they're separate chatos, Shigigas Shabbos is a chatos, and Shigas Malacha is a chatos. Since there's chiluk chatos, there's no tziruf l'shiur. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, V'chal hecha v'chaluk l'chatos lo mitzarfi. Is that a rule that whenever there's chiluk chatos, there's no tziruf l'shiur? Hatnan, achachela v'chela v'helamechad, and achai v'la'achas, avachela v'dam v'nosor v'pigo v'helamechad, achai v'kalachas v'yachas. Zuchomer v'minin harbe, I referred to this Gemara the other day. Miminechad. V'zuchomer v'minechad miminim harbe. This is the question whether you take chumrah seriously here. Shem ochal chatzi zayis v'chazor v'yachal chatzi zayis. Miminechad chayim. Mishnei minim pator. Then the Gemara says, Havinamba, what do we mean by minechad, shnei minim, what's that all about? So the Gemara ends up saying, Michael, you saw it?
Yes, I don't remember.
Remember? You don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Okay, but what does the Gemara end up saying? Exactly, shnei tamchuyim. That the issue is avinu ba miminachad chayiv tzricha l'meimar. Amar shalkes v'shumvar tutni hachem b'mayiskinan knochachol shnei tamchuyim. Rabbi Yeshua damar tamchuyim mechalkin. So the Gemara goes on to have two deos. Interestingly enough, whether tamchuyim mechalkin is only l'chumra, namely chiluk chatos, or tamchuyim mechalkin applies even in tziruf l'shir. Now there's even l'kula. If you say tamchuyim mechalkin, so chatzi. A chatzi chalev, which is, what do we say, corn. And a chatzi chalev, which is pickled. Or a chatzi chalev, which is cooked or roasted or whatever, cannot be mitzarif, can they or can they not be mitzarif together? So the Gemara says, chiluk chatos, no tziruf l'shir. Or no? Chiluk chatos, that's a chumra. Tziruf l'shir, that's a kula. There is. That's a very fascinating question, too. Again, if you really thought that Tamchuyin Mechalkin, I would add, is a separate Shemos in any way, then the possibility that you could say it, you know, L'chumra, not L'kula, would make no sense at all. If it's Maisa Averos, but there is one Shemisir, you might say, well, you know, the Chiluk Chatos depends on Maisa Averos, let's say. But maybe Tziruf L'shir depends on Shemos Isir. They can have different Maisin and they can be Mitzarif. In general, what is Tziruf L'shir based on? Is it one integrated whole, one maisa, or a cross maisin, even simple shir? It's an issue in k'zayis echilas pras, and many other issues as well. So the fact that the Gemara has this possibility that we make this distinction between the kula and the chumra already shows that tamchuyin is not a difference in shemos, but it's a difference in maisa. Either way, the Gemara's question whether or not you can be mitzarev between Shigigas Malacha and Shigigas Shabbos is very fascinating. Right? From a Halamos point of view, let me say it this way, from a Shkogos or Halamos Mechayev point of view, it makes no sense. The Gemara is certainly right. If there's Chiluk Chatos, it can't be Tzir of the Shir. It's two different Mechayevit. In one case, your calendar neglectful, or you're a Tinek Shanishba, whatever it is. In the other case, you didn't come to Shir when the Rebbe taught Tochen and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dash. Two different problems, two different issues. Never the twain shall meet. Nothing to do with each other. On the other hand, if halamos and shkagos are necessary prerequisite for chatos, but the mechayiv, the basic mechayiv is the shemisur or the maisavera, all right. So then the possibility of tziruv should not be discounted completely. Then we have to ask ourselves, indeed, when you violate kotzer and tochein b'shigas Shabbos, and you violate kotzer and tochein b'shigas Malacha, how different are those violations? So if we were to say that, you know, there really are two dinim in Shabbos, there's achas shi heina, there's heina shi achas. It's not that one is the exception and the other is the rule. Are two dinim. So then the possibility that these were not going to be mitzarev is sensible. Unless you say about these two dinim that we don't mean they're two separate dinim, mutually exclusive, there could also be overlapping two dinim. In other words, every shigigas malacha is also on some level a broader shigigas Shabbos. Now, the shemis, sorablos asakom malacha, that they have in common. As far as the fill in the blanks of way to read the pasuk, if both are indeed proper ways to read the pasuk, los asakotzer, los asazareya, los asam amer, they're different. In fact, even if it's kotzer or kotzer, let's say it's kotzer b'shigas malacha, and then kotzer b'shigas Shabbos, I would say those cannot be Canadian mitzari for now. Well, it depends, you might say, right? If both are kotzers, then maybe. But if one is losasa kol malacha, and the other is losasa kotzer, even though they're both kotzers, but the first kotzer in the context of Shigas Shabbos isn't really kotzer; it's the generic losasa kol malacha. I don't know. Maybe they can't be mitzarif, or maybe dafka they can, because every losasa kotzer is also b'chal masayim mana losasa malacha. Okay, this is a little complicated, I know, but what can I do? It is so. The point is that the whole Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, of the possibility of being Mitzarev, Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha, depends very much on our question. Depends whether or not, which is the exception, which is the rule, if one is. If it's generic, and that's all that there is, then the possibility of Tziruv is actually greater. If there are two dinim, then I think it's really complicated. You can make the case that the two dinim are you know, one is the basic, and the other is built on top of it, but they're not mutually exclusive dinim. You don't have to choose. Kotzer is also Shabbos. It's just Shabbos and Kotzer. So to the extent that there's tziruf l'shir on the Shabbos level, that's fine. And on the Kotzer level, not. If you even want to say these are two different ways of violating Kotzer, then there's something to talk about as well. That's the discussion in the Gemara. In terms of the Minchas Chinuch and the Chitin Kuvetzes and the Rashi, it's a slightly different question, right? It's the tziruf of kotzer and tochein, not kotzer b'shigas malacha and kotzer b'shigigas Shabbos, but shigigas Shabbos, kotzer b'tochein. Here, as I say, both the Chitin Kuvetzes and Minchas Chinuch seem to assume as davar pashur that no one will say that you can be mitzarev kotzer b'shigigas malacha and tochein b'shigigas malacha. That apparently no one says. At least I'm not familiar with anyone saying such a thing. I'd be very excited to find it, and I think it could still be formulated, but it is obviously much more dochik than the others. But what about shigigas Shabbos? So again, according to what we're saying now, this is an interesting question, because you know, Shigas Shabbos, in general, and certainly Shigas Shabbos, you might say, all there is losasa kol malacha. He did kotzer, he did tochein, he did ma'amer, he did dash. Right? As far as the Shigas Shabbos is concerned, it's like ein chiluk malachas b'yom tov. It's just losasa kol violations, a continuous violation of increased quantity of the violation of losasa kol malacha. So basically, the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadiches says, Os Tezayin, I think, says you can't be mitzarev. They cannot be mitzarev. Um, Just one second. Am I right about the numbers? Tazayin Yudzayin? Yeah. Bevor b'makos, b'psachim, yesh chiluk melachos, the shams yesh chiluk melachos b'yamto. V'hine b'shabbos yesh lamatas melachos, aval hakol mishem echad. This is in Inuchos Yamto, he's saying. Ki bo b'lav echad, lo sasa kol melacha. Im kein amasum kol melachos ke echad, havle ki ivar avar, alav mishem echad, kama pa'amim. It's a repeat performance. Den chayv lachatas achas. Achu, gzeres ha-kosuv, gabi Shabbos, yopinu b'Shabbos, per kol gadol, chiluk melachos ha-Shabbos. Nonetheless, you get dinam k'shemus mechulakim. Alkein have k'chela v'dam. But that's the gzeres ha-kosuv. It really isn't. Im katzor bana b'helem echad, chayiv shtei chatos. V'hinei gabi yontif t'leke yalfusa, mechadesh ha-shas, t'ein chiluk melachos. Why? Because in Chabo, El Chidusho, as he says. Then he says, "Vinei b'kol chayv elavin im hisruv al panachas v'also kol ayom in a chayv la'achas." What about siruf l'shiur? So nira midivrayim dim achal shnei zeisei chelav v'panachas v'hisruv al v'feirish al shneim lo yochal shnei zeisin al kol echad yischayv v'kabel hasra chayv shnei malkiyos. V'hinei b'chayv elavin afilo him l'shem echad rachim gufin muchlakim almanas Ruvein and almanas Shimon kohen gadol chayv shtei malkios basra achas v'ata nechsi gabi yomto nei dein chiluk malachos lomar v'kol malacha v'shem b'fnei atzmo gufin muchlakim v'kol mochim b'vadai k'mo b'chayv elavin v'kol ha-malachos sem b'chlal shem echad Kinein bishal harbe pa'amim, pa'amachar pa'am, v'lo hisru ala pa'amachas, ena chayv ala achas. Aval im hisru kama pa'amim vade chayv harbe. So what will be in this case, l'pizeh, ini mevin klal, divya gemara, why there's no chiluk melachos? Nehid ha'ave kulam kama melach achas, melach anani chayv, kama pa'amim. V'chi green mikol chav yelavim v'tzorachim. So basically what he's setting you up for, this is the answer to Tzvi's question, is that even in Yom Tov, although there's one shame iser, aren't there different suros of the malacha? In which case, possibly there shouldn't be a tziruf l'shiur? And so on. But things like tchumi and other things, it would be chiluk. So since that's the case, imachal chatzi shir, gabi yom tov pashut, after kol malachos tacha shem echad, im katzar chatzi grogeris, ubisho chatzi grogeris, vadai ein mitzarfin. So the point is that he says it's not only by Shabbos, but by Yom Tov. Oh. So what's the reason for it? The answer is, even if you were to hold that all of Shigigas Shabbos is one Shem Malacha, there are still very good reasons not to be Mitzdarif L'Shiur. Number one, if you take one of the complex positions, the middle positions, one Shem Iser, but many Maase Averos. So what dictates with regard to Tziruf L'Shiur? It's an open question, as I mentioned before. Does Shem Iser determine? Or does one Maase Avera determine? If the answer is that one Maase Avera determines, so even in Yom Tov it's possible to say, and certainly in Shabbos, even if there's one Shem Iser, there's no Tziruf. That's number one. Number two, yeah. Do you want to? Yeah.
Does the trend, in, as far as it goes in Shas and the halacha of siruf, seem to include a conceptual siruf, or is it mostly actual physical siruf?
What do you mean by conceptual siruf?
I mean, here in this case, when we talk about joining two malachot for the purpose of tzir for one iser. So it's kind of hard to imagine, you know, that one action only half done can be completed by another action, which is totally different from what you're saying there.
Good, exactly.
So
and maybe you don't even need the conceptual separate maisaveros to say that. That's what you mean.
Right.
But even in a practical level.
In other words, if you take, like, you know, eating on a fast day, there you can say, you ate only half a shear one place and you finished it off with the second shear, so that makes a whole.
Right.
But here there's no way to say
apples and oranges.
Correct.
Meaning what Zach is suggesting is...
Are we Zach this year or Zakaria?
Usually keep me best guessing. What?
Zachariah, I don't know.
Zachariah. I like that. Well, the Texas origin. Okay. Right. What Zach is suggesting is that even if we don't say separate shemesis, of course, if we say separate shemesis, there's nothing to talk about. If you say one shemesis or separate maisa averos, right? Yesh makom lefak fake. You can discuss it. But Zach is suggesting that even if it's one maisa avera. Alpidin. But isn't it apples and oranges? Just on a practical level. How can you be mitzar of chatzi shir of kochen and chatzi shir of kotzer? Now, at least the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, when he changes his mind on this matter, limits it even further. Namely, how, David?
He talks about this moment where you're going to finish it, right? And either you're going to, let's say, you're on Shabbos, you can start either from Shabbos to Shabbos, and you can start.
Right. I mean, the question is Zman.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, Zman. Excellent, that's good. And something else, another limitation, see?
So there are different shiurim for the malachos.
Let's say malachos that have different shiurim. Some malachos are grogerous, and some could be theoretically, you know, there's all the suyas in, Matzniya, and Mosi Yayin, and Kiva, all those gemaras. You know, different shiurim for different malachos. So let's say one shiur is grogerous, and another shiur is kazayis. So the Minchas Chinuch says the Davar Pashut, there for sure there can be no discussion of Tziur. Why not? Why not say we're mitzarev to the Shiur Hachomer Shavishnehem? What does he mean? The fact that there are different Shiurim, that establishes apples and oranges. He doesn't say this, apples and oranges. I'm using the expression. So what Zach is suggesting is that even if it's Grogerus or Grogerus, correct? Am I quoting you correctly? Even if it's grogerus or grogerus, it's still apples and oranges. Because even if alpidin, it's not the same, it's not two different maisaveros, the fact is that there's no way to combine these things. It's a very sensible argument. There's one other issue here. And that is also the role of chatzi shir in Malachos Shabbos. And that's where, again, the name, first name is?
Sam?
Yeah. Okay. That's where Sam's, Sam, right? Yeah. Sam's aura came in. Namely, he mentioned the... Chacham Tzvi. What does Chacham Tzvi say?
He says that Hadishir is only applicable to
Right. Excellent. Right. Minchas Chinuch likes to quote this Chacham Tzvi, that, the sugya in Yuma about Chatzi Tish, Chatzi Shir, Hasam HaTorah is said by Achila. And the question is limited to Achila. Or does it apply to other Isurim as well? Chacham Tzvi has this suggestion, only Macholos Asuros. Okay. The truth is, even if you want to go beyond the Chacham Tzvi and say that in theory, Chatzishir applies to other things, but you certainly have a right, maybe not only Macholos Asuros, but not necessarily every Isur either. Right? You have to ask yourself always a simple question, a simple but basic question. Namely, Avi? A simple but basic question about whether you would apply Chatzi Shir also or not. A conceptual question.
whether lack of a full shear is lack of actually having a masa.
Excellent. Or?
Oh, you have a masa, but you haven't filled the proper shear.
Yeah. In other words, is the shear a condition for chiyuv, and it's a quantitative shear? Or is the shiur qualitative shiur that defines the very maisa itself? Right? If you have a shiur that defines a particular maisa, so then you're a lot less likely. You notice I didn't say impossible. Why didn't I say impossible? Well, let me finish the sentence first. You're a lot less likely to say chatzi shir asur than if the shir is quantitative. If the shir is quantitative, it's understandable chatzi shir is asur, because you did the ma'isa of era. You just didn't do enough for the condition of the full-fledged chiyuv. Good, so you don't get the malchus, you don't get the onesh hara, you get the iser. But if the shir is a shir in the ma'isa itself, in the definition, so then it's very much less likely that you will say chatzi shir. Not impossible. Why do I say not impossible? Why didn't I say impossible? There's still another wild card in chatzi shir. Sam?
Another wild card?
Yeah.
Even if you'll say that there's a chatzi shir that there's no
ma'isa? Even if the chatzi shir is lacking in a ma'isa.
Oh, is the third possibility for what chatzi shir is?
No, not so much. Another factor, just Yechiel? Daniel? What other factor is there? What? Yeah, I mean, the Gemara says, because the Gemara Numa says, that when it discusses the Machlokas and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chatzi Shir Asur Na Torah, so what's one of the prominent considerations there? This is the reading of the Pasuk, that's one, and the second is?
Chazal
Sarufe. Right, so the question is, when the Gemara speaks about Chazal Sarufe and Yuma, what do they mean by it? Do they mean practically? It's a kind of a siyag. Some people explain the Chatzi Shir Asur Na Torah as a kind of a siyag daraisa, meaning per se, you're not doing anything. So even though, again, Avi said a second ago, if the definition of the shir defines the ma'isa, so there's no Chatzi Shir because you didn't do anything. You have to do the ma'isa, but not sufficiently to be Chatzi Shir. If you look at Chatzi Shir as a ma'isa veira, then you're right. But let's say you say Chatzi Shir is a kind of a siyag daraisa, meaning you haven't done anything, but you don't need to do anything. What's asur is what may lead you to do something. So right now you've done nothing, but if you do a little more nothing, you know, the 0 plus 0, it's true that 0 plus 0 is 0, but I guess if you need each ma'isa to be a discrete ma'isa avera to justify the iser, so that if you say the shir is qualitative and not quantitative, you're not going to get an iser to shir. But if you say, you know, there's a certain critical mass, when you reach it, you have it. Until that point, you have nothing. But the Iser isn't what you're doing. The Iser is what you might end up doing. It's al shem sofo. It's a siyab. If that's the pshat, so then even if you say that the shir is qualitative, you still might say chazid and seruvin. That depends on the Rishonim. Example, the Meiri has this discussion a little bit. Like, let's say, and the Achronim, you know, didn't know the Meiri, so they speak about it at length. Let's say, you know, the last second of the day. Right? Or there's no possibility of litzarufe, time-wise, or there's no quantity of it around, so there'll be no litzarufe. Lekula mechumra, right? If you look at this as a kind of a siag daraisa, there's no problem. And on the other hand, if you look at it as you know as the avera without the shir shalem, then there's just every bit as much of a problem. So that's a factor in chatzi shir as well. But the point is that if you were that point aside for the moment, chazal litzarufe. If you were saying that chatzi shir depends on the nature of the shir itself, whether it's a shir in quantity or quality, so then you might not say macholos asuros versus everything else, ein l'chabala chidusha like the Chacham Tzvi, but in every iser you're going to have to ask the basic question that Avi did, which is this a qualitative shir or a quantitative shir? Is it a shir that defines the ma'isa, in which case there's no chatzi shir, unless you say the siyag daraisa it's a rufei idea, or is it a quantitative shir? So as far as that is concerned, what is the halacha with regard to Shabbos? Is there chatzi shir in Shabbos? That itself is a huge discussion. So Rashi on Ayin Gimel in Kol Gadol, we'll get to it later in Perek, and the Rashbam in Bav Basra, both seem to argue that there is a chatzi shir in Shabbos. And the Achronim pick up on that. Even if there is chatzi shir in Shabbos, again, is it? What's the relationship, for example, to chatzi shir of the pu'ula and chatzi shir of the shir, by which I mean, let's say in Hotzah you have a requirement, you have to have akira and hanacha. So ze oker and ze meniach is patra b'los. Right? So is that chatzi shir? How do you compare that to chatzi grogeris? Is it worse or is it better? Also an issue. Similar question, meaning in one case are you lacking the quantity of shir but you have the ma'isa, in the other case maybe you're lacking the quality of the ma'isa itself. Okay. So the point is that if you were to say multiple shemos, or If we say multiple shemos, let me say this one, then for sure there's no tziruf. If you were to say maisaveros, multiple maisaveros, then it's an open question. What does tziruf l'shir depend on? Even if you were to say one maisavera, we still might say either apples and oranges, right, which is Zach's point. In other words, kotzer and tochein, just this cannot be mitzarev. With all the lumdus in the world pointing to one shame and one maisa, it's still apples and oranges on the tziruf level. Or if you were to say chatzi shiur is limited to machalos asuros, or maybe it extends beyond machalos asuros, but it doesn't apply to malachos because the shiur is a shiur in the shame malacha or the maisa malacha, not a shiur only in kiyur. For all these reasons, you could easily reject what appears to be the perspective of Rashi, which is that in Shigigas Shabbos, you could be mitzarev different malachos l'shiur. Okay, so it's not difficult to explain the Shita Mekubetzes. Or for that matter, Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadiches. Even though he's an avid and ardent believer in only one Shem Iser, certainly in Yom Tov, even in Shabbos, nonetheless, he says you just can't be mitzarev these things. And there are different lines in the Minchas Chinuch that point in different directions. Is it because they're different maisaveh, or is it because of apples and oranges, or is it because it's not clear that there is a chatzi shir in Shabbos to begin with? Which makes the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis even more striking, because he changed his mind. And there he says, what's it, Osehei, I think? I just happened to have also the, originally when they were trying to sell these Minchas Chinuch, so they wanted to show everybody what a good job they did, and they really, I'm not saying it sarcastically, they really did an excellent job. So they gave out they sent out the Mosa HaShabbos of the Minchas Chinuch. This one mitzvah is a mitzvah lamed beis. That's what you see. It's every one of the malachos and so on. So that's really what I'm reading from here. Os gimel dalet and hey. So again, chiluk malachos. He has the same thing. Os gimel. The dafka says it's one shame. Nonetheless. Chiluk Malachos, based on the Gzeres HaKasuv. And then he says, V'hinei b'malachos halalu yesh mem she'ein tzorach shiur, yesh mem she'tzorach shiur. V'b'osar malachos she'tzrichim shiur, v'chatzi shiur asar min ha-torah, k'kol yisurim, right? Das ha-chacham tzvi, de'ein asar min ha-torah, v'davki yisuri achila. Then there's nothing more to talk about here. V'tamid chazu yitzarufe, lo ma'ani. So on. Then he says, "Hinei din chiluk malachos nafgalon mikra vilav kra hayukal lametes malachos mishem echad mechlal malacha v'lo hayachay v'lachas kocho chela v'chela v'kadome." Hinei halimud hu rak al shigigas malachos. So the first thing the Chabal Chidusho is, you're not going to say this about Zadon, Shabbos and Shigas Malachos. I'm sorry, but Zadon Malachos and Shigas Shabbos. Aber Zadon Malachos and Shigas Shabbos ain't a chayv alachas. Ki habe mishem echad. But if he said nearly, if he made the kaimalon, b'me'ila, and so on, about Tziruf l'shir machos, shnei minim macholas asuras, ahim dechalolim mishem echad, nevelas shor, u nevelas tzvi. V'achol mikol echad chatzi shir, so he's comparing it to two types of nevelos, mitzdarfin l'shir hol behem mishem echad, aval mibes shem ozim, mitzdarfin, al v'kachatzi shir. Mochela v'dam. In kein hachan amikan, ba'osan ha-malach ha-tzrichos shir, kagon, katsiru t'china, u'kedoma de shiur and kagrogeres. Meaning, number one, has to be shiur-oriented malachos. Number two, the same shiur. Otherwise, presumably, it's apples and oranges according to everybody. Vada im hoya b'shigas malacha, v'im hoya osa kalachos ha-shiur, v'yachayiv shtechatos, ata de kotzar, Khatzi Grogoris, Vitochan Gamkin, Khatzi Grogoris, Enochayev. Kivan the Haba Kibe Shemos, Vein Mitzdarfin, Shnechatsoy Shir, Lashir. Avalim Hoya Shigas Shabbos, Oshahaya Mazel, Linyan Skila, Imkena, Pilo Khatzi Shir, Mimalacha Zuba, Khatzi Shir, Mimalacha Keras Mitzdarfin. Kivin de kulan hein shein echad amai lo yitzarfu v'hav b'chal melachad asra Torah b'kashir d'hav avoda im kein shnei chatzoi shir mitzarfin gam kein. This is a tremendous chiddush. And then he says, I know that in reis tzariches I mashak asavnu l'kaman v'hatsiyam tov v'hepuch al tzad asmara atanir ali kamashak asavnu d'mitzarf shnei chatzoi shir v'damu l'gamri l'shnei minein avelos d'mitzarfin kivin dehem v'shem echad achanami. The dafka im shira and shaveh, kagon katsa v'tachan, nava kagrogaris. Then he has this discussion about the ismanim, which David mentioned, and other such things as well. Then he has another question, you know, whether the chatsi shira of one malacha has to be extant at the same time that the other one is mitzarev to it. He says, maybe generally not. I, the Gemara in Amotzi Yayin, say that you do have that requirement with regard to Hotzah. He says maybe Halotzah is Halacha Gerua. Okay, very interesting Mechaskim. Bekitzur, there's Machlokes Rishonim about Siruf L'Shiur in Shigigas Shabbos V'Zadon Malachos. The view of the Shita Mekubetzes and even of the Minchas Chinuch himself in Reis Tzadiches is that it's inconceivable. That could be explained either on the basis of Shem Echad, of Shemos Shonim, Maisav Eros Shonim, or simply apples and oranges, or no chatzishir. Any of these are is a basis to explain that. The bigger chiddush is the implication in Rashi and the view, the maskana of Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, and that is that there is tziruf shiur when it comes to Shigigas Shabbos, not Shigas Malachos, mind you, but Shigas Shabbos. In theory, one could have said even Shigas Shabbos, that would be a much bigger chiddush. Minchas Chinuch doesn't go that far, and he still limits it not only to Shiga Shabbos, but to Malach Sheish Bashir and Sheish La Oso Hashir. He has to assume that A, it's one shame, B, it either is one Maisa, or it doesn't matter that it's multiple Maisim, C, that there is no problem of apples and oranges, and D, that there is, of course, Chatzishir when it comes to Shabbos. So these are very, very critical issues. Okay, next. In light of the Minchas Chinuch, the idea of possibility of Tziruf L'Shir, one should look, since we haven't looked at it yet, at the implication of the Mechilta. Yehuda, which Mechilta? Excellent. Tosfos on Ayin Amud Aleph quotes the Mechilta. What does he say? Yeah. The Havamina was that you have to violate all 39 of us Malacha in order to get one Chatas. What do you think about it?
Well, at least for the Havamina, it's definitely like the opposite extreme of the grid.
Opposite stream of the?
The grid, that there's all one idea that divides all of them. Right.
Of course, there's an added assumption. That the added assumption is that it's all, in other words, number one, what we're clearly saying here is that it's all one shame. Just with the added wrinkle, that it's not that they're, you know, that they're kefel hapu'ulos, but that you need everything together. You need the balance. In order to constitute chilul Shabbos, not only is each malacha not a separate chilul Shabbos, the Havamina is that chilul Shabbos is the totality of the chilul. Yeah?
In the Tzibbe, it says the Havamina is only without the korban, not without the misa. It says,
where in the Parish of Mechilta.
Yeah, because the Pasuk of Malachi, of
Karsha Katsir,
the Koshesh,
yeah. Clearly.
So
that's interesting. You'll be Mechalek on the level of Shogeg. In Bezid you can violate separately, and in Shogeg you have to violate the total kill. Interesting, I remember that. In the Birchas Sanativ he says that.
Because the Koshesh is high, otherwise it
was right. I mean, the Maskana is no problem. I mean,
right, okay.
Maybe they didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu had Safek. Okay, that's an interesting point. It's an interesting horror that you would be mechalik between Chilu B'Zadon and Chilu B'Shgaga. Okay, very good. That's a good. It's a good horror. But in a sense, this is the Mechilta is the opposite parallel to the Minchas Chinuch. Right, one shame, but instead of one shame, you know, in which case each malacha is a self-sufficient expression of that same shame, it's the total configuration of Lamatas Malachos you know, you have to violate all of them to violate anything. Or to violate chilul. And we don't paskin that way, of course. But you can see that Shigigas Shabbos as a totality emerges from that idea. Now, the next issue to look at very quickly, yeah. That the Gonim paskin that you need to la halacha. How can you do such a thing? Where is that? Okay, we'll check it again because that's. I mean, what does it do with the Gemara? What do they do with the Gemara? I mean, they deny chiluk malachos.
What?
I mean, they think that's the maskana of the mechilta, not that that's the maskana la halacha. That's the view of Rabbi Yonason in the mechilta, I think. That's how the some Rishonim understand it. That's what Rabbi Yonason means in the mechilta. By the way, the Ramban says that it's not so. The Ramban says that's not even the pshat in the mechilta. As a real, wow.
Okay.
Well, definitely worth looking up. Okay. I'll look and you look and we'll see if we can find it. Yeah. As being units, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's possible in the Inyan, the apples and oranges question.
Zero.
Technical zero. But conceptually, I think it's impossible to say.
When you say you can't be chayim on one is still shame the other?
Say that again, you can't be...
Like discussion about Zoray and Foray. I don't think that's possible to go that far, I'm just wondering if there's...
I think, let me say it this way. If what you mean is, can there be certain combinations that have a special relationship and which overlap and so on is possible, I think, I mean, Zoray Baro Maraki. Shovin of Adakte, Zorei and Choresh mainly, or through one Pa'ula, let's say, Zomer B'tzarech Le'etzin, all these kind of cases. Can there be differences as far as they are concerned in terms of Tziruf the Shior, and even in terms of Chiluk HaTos, depending on the conditions? I think that is possible. But only when... When the criteria is based on either one pe'ula, right, or based on, you know, really being the same malacha, just, you know, almost a different application. In other words, boros or merake, shovet medakte. You understand what I mean? In other words, if those are the reasons to combine them, yes. Sidur de pas, no. I don't think so. Too different. You know, good, the egg white towel, you know, wrote on it. But you know, and of course, I mean, in terms of, you know, you know, mitoch and yom tov, sidur de pas may play a role. But I don't think in terms of chiluk malachos makes sense. But for the same reason that, you know, the shear of grogorus is a mitzarev for the minchas chinuch. So too, where you have a real difficulty distinguishing the shame malacha from each other, and the only reason we have multiple malachos is because the Torah said, 39, and you have to come up with 39. There, I think in the Achronim, in the Eglei Tal, and the Chaskinuch, and so on and so forth, you do have suggestions that that there could be real overlaps in terms of shiur and in terms of malachos. So the answer is yes, but for those, you know, for those specific circumstances. Okay. Hasra. Let's look at that for a moment. So the issue in Hasra, of course, is going to be a dual issue, as it is in some of the others. Number one is the relationship between the Avos Malacha, which is our primary topic. And the other is what do you need in Hasra? In order to accomplish Hasra, what do you need? Well, how specific do you have to be in Hasra? Last year we spent a little time on Hasra. Right, Yoni? What do you think about it in light of what we discussed last year? Very, very quickly. Some broad strokes. Yeah, if the Hasra contributes very specifically to the Maisav Hesha. So maybe it has to be specific. On the other hand, contrasted with, if... Yeah, use the Gemara's language. L'havchin. Yeah, if it's just l'havchin mitshog l'mezid in the more practical sense of knowing that the fellow was a mezid, then one would think that, that the criterion for hasra would be very broad and general. Meaning, as long as we know that he knows that it's asur, then you know, the exact details of how we are masra should be beside the point. In other words, do you have to quote the right pasuk? Do you have to quote the actual shem iser? Right? Just like the Gemara has a discussion, do you have to be mefare the onesh misas bezdin? Right? So I agree. I think that that's absolutely correct. There's a hasra issue here. And the more specific you need to be, the more implies that hasra is a legal formality and it integrates into the aveira, right? Much the way that we discussed last year. It's part of the maisa aveira, kumras aveira, and so on. Okay. So there is this huge machlokas on Rishonim. Again, the Minchas Chinuch loves to talk about this topic. Rashi loves to quote the Rashi Shavuos, Daf Chaf, which seems to say that you have to quote the right pasuk when you give hasra. You need the pasuk. Minchas Chinuch says if you quote the wrong pasuk, even if you quote a parallel pasuk, according to Rashi, I'm not sure whether Rashi really holds this way, but this is what Minchas Chinuch says for Rashi. If you quote the wrong pasuk, even though it's unmistakable what you mean by it, it's an improper hasra. Wow. Okay. Is it enough to quote the right pasuk? Let's say that pasuk includes several shemas iser. So then, maybe you have to be mefaret as well. What about that? So, the truth is that there are many discussions about what hasra is required in Malacha B'Shabbos. Ephraim, who discusses it, and what do they generally say? Yeah, Tosas on Ayin Gimel base, very good. And on Tzadivav as well. What's the thrust? And on Bava Kama, right, off base. And on Moed Katan. What's the general issue that Tosas discusses? Yeah, can you, and the issue, of course, in the Rishonim is in two directions. Let's say you were master for the Tolda on the Tolda. Is that better or worse than being master of the Tolda through the Av? Let's say you were master on an Av with its Tolda. And that certainly would be worse. The question is, would it be effective? Basically, Tosas discusses the question whether or not a Tolda should be subject to the Hasra of an Av. But what's implicit in Tosas? Even if you don't need the Av for the Tolda, certainly need the Tolda for the Tolda. Meaning, it seems like it's not enough to say Losasa kol malacha. On the other hand, it's clear from the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, the one that, who read it? Michael read it before, right? Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, that. Well, what's clear from there?
It's one hasra,
right. And it's a general hasra, Losasa malacha saboda. Now, the Rambam generally, Minchas Chinuch points out that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam that we spoke a lot about last year, right, that's the Rambam who says, L'havchem ben Shogu L'mezid, even though he paskins against Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. So in that Rambam, it's perfectly, seems pretty clear that the Rambam does not require a pasuk. And the Rambam doesn't even require a shein iser. It's enough, according to the Rambam, that you tell him that what you're about to do is asur, and that he understands the consequences of that Isa. So in general, there seems to be a Hasra debate. So if the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov seems to indicate that it's enough to give general Hasra, we shouldn't be shocked. That could simply be in conformity with the Rambam's view about Hasra generally. Which is interesting, because Minchas Chinuch knows that, and yet the Minchas Chinuch says he likes the Rambam when it comes to Shabbos. Why does Minchas Chinuch like the Rambam when it comes to Shabbos? Sam? What? I mean, we all like the Rambam. I mean, more. Alan? Well, he does, but even if you didn't see it, you know, it's predictable. Yoni? Ryan? Exactly. If lamentes avos malachas are one shame iser, then why should you specify? In other words, the minchas chinuch is the contrast to the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid says that's what Tosas Rid is about in Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says Mishumai, but the Gemara talks there about what do you call it? Mishamer. The Gemara talks about Mishamer in Kuf Lamed Ches and Aleph. The Gemara says Mishamer Mishumai Masrinan Dei. Right, so the Tosas Rid says you need a specific. That's one of the rayas that the Rishonim bring. You need a specific hasra. Why? That's what the Tosas Rid says. What he says, because havar lechalek yasas, the lamates malachas are like chelav and dam, and therefore you have to be. You can't be masra mishum achalas asuros. You have to be masra mishum chelav, mishum dam. You have to be masra mishum tochen, mishum kotzer, mishum ma'amer, mishum dash. It's as if the Torah had written each one out specifically, lo sasa, lo sasa, lo sasa, lo sasa. That's the Tosas Rid to the context of Hasra. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, absolutely not. Lo sasa kol malacha. But not just because he generally holds like, he says, even if you generally don't hold like the Rambam, let's say you need to, for example, Tosas says it very clearly in Moed Katan. Tosas in Moed Katan says that you have to be Masrev, doesn't mention the Pasuk, he does mention you have to be Masra, the Shemisa. Yeah, the Gemara has Menachesh and Mashke right in the beginning of Moed Katan. Then the Gemara branches off the discussion of Shemitah. The Gemara says it's a debate whether Menachesh and Mashke are they Choresh or are they Zareya. And in general, the line between Choresh and Zareya, as Stephen hinted a couple of minutes ago, is very, you know, it's very problematic. Both are for the sake of growth. So the Gemara says, Amenachesh, Amashke, Mishumai Masrinam Dei. Rav Amar Mishum Choresh, but also Mishum Zareh. So Tosa says, De'ein Adam Loke V'lo Nerag, Ela Bahasra Shem Masrinam Bo, Lo Sasa Hach Isura. Kidim Apkinim B'Sanhedrin Mikra, Tzarech Lepharish Shem Ha'isur Behedya. Okay, so Rashi and Shavuos require the Pasuk. Presumably not more? We're not sure. Minchas Chinuch thinks so. Tosin Moed Katan says you require the Shemisa. The Rambam seems to say no. That it's Asur is enough. But let's say you require the Shemisa. That works well with the other Tosin. Tosin says Mishum Av, Mishum Tolda, but at least Mishum Av. Doesn't sound like Losasa Komalach is enough. Unlike the Rambam. Right? So the question is, what's going on? So according to Tosas Rid, we understand. You need the Shem Iser, and the equivalent of Chela V'dam is Tochen V'kotze. The question is, but according to Minchas Chinuch L'Shitaso, there's even Tziruf L'Shiur in Shigigas Shabbos, because it's one Shem Echad, and Yontif is relevant, no Chilik Malachos, Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusho. So are we going to be surprised that he's happy with the Rambam? But he's happy with the Rambam not because he's happy with the Rambam generally, that Hasra requires just general information. He's happy with the Rambam because here, general information is specific information. All there is Los Asa Kovalacha. That's what emerges from the Minchas Chinuch. Of course, according to Tosas Rid, you would say, it depends. If you don't learn Havar L'Chalek Yatzas, then you can just say Los Asa Kovalacha. Achas Mehena, Hena Beachas, and so on. Of course, so what's interesting is that the raya that he quotes is from the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Right? In light of what we said, again, for Minchas Chinuch, this is fine and good because the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is negligible. And on the contrary, Yom Tov is a better source than Shabbos is because it dispels confusion within Hilchos Shabbos. So to quote the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov, in terms of Hasra, when you're interested in Shabbos, is fine and good for the Minchas Chinuch. If you were to take the suggestion that I made before, which is that there's a characteristic difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that Shabbos, it's intrinsic, the Ma'isa Aveira, or the Shem Iser, it's broken down that way. Whereas in Yom Tov, Ein Chilik Malachos, Yom Tov, it's enough to say, I would say a different Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusha. Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusha is that Yisra Malacha is crucial to Yom Tov, even though there's no Shavah Shavas Mekol Malachta, but there's no Chilik Malachos. So the fact that the Rambam says Nuchas Yom Tov, that the Hasra is general, is not necessarily a proof that it is general Nuchas Shabbos. In theory, you could say, in Hilchas Yom Tov, it's enough to say Lo Sasa Melecha Savoda, or whatever. In Hilchas Shabbos, you have to say Zareya and Kotzer, Ma'amer and Dosh. Certainly the Tosfos Reed would be comfortable saying that. Tosfos Reed is comfortable saying that even if there is Chiluk Malachos, as long as it's not derived from Havar Lechalek Yatzas. Kavachomer, Bebnosha Kavachomer, he would be comfortable saying it with regard to, I think, at least it could work, with regard to Yom Tov. Okay, that's the issue of Hasra. And then, there are two other issues. I see we're not going to finish, but we're almost finished. And on Thursday, we want to start with Aseis, make sure everybody prepares Misasei. But two other issues to discuss quickly. And they are Lav Shebeklolos and Yedios Achet. But it should be obvious already that since we've seen several applications and issues, that the conflicting evidence is no longer so problematic. And that's if you take one of the complex views, which is that it's not only about Shemos Yisur, there's also a question of how many Ma'is Averis there are. Or, there's not only one halacha, maybe there are two halachos. Shigas Shabbos, Lo Harek, Shigas Malachos. Or in general, there are two dinim. It's then a possibility that Lo Harek Asra, Kehare Chiluk Malachos, and so on and so forth, Kehare Minyan HaMitzvos, will extend to Lav Shebeklolos, and for Yediyah Sachet as well. Let me mention, I think I'm going to run out of time. I guess I'll stop here. But let me do those two quickly, though. So make sure you've seen the Tosis in Sanhedrin, Sama Gimel Bet Aleph, and the Ramban in Shoresh Tes, with regard to Lav Shebeklolos. And also make sure you've seen the Yediyah Sachet, the Mishnah, Rashi on the Mishnah, and the Rambam's Psak on that Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf, I don't know if I gave that to you originally, Mitzvah Kuf Kuf Aleph, his discussion both about Gufin Mukhlakin and about relationship to Chiluk Katos, Yediyah Sachet. Okay, we'll finish with that. And then we'll go on to the question of the nature of Mitzaseh of Shabbos on Thursday.